basically, I believe. So, hold on just a second. I got it. Anyway, I just wanted to see if there are any changes to the minutes, or if I could take a motion to approve. Okay, so Commissioner Brigan makes a motion to adopt the minutes. Do we have a second? And Commissioner Leonardi is the second. All those in favor say aye. Aye. And those are adopted. Additional business for today's meeting. I want to introduce a new member to our team. This is Gada Shahab, and I'm going to give her a second to introduce herself to everyone that's here so you can get to know a little bit more about her and what brings her to the commission.
Hi everyone, I'm Gada. I am a second year at the U right now studying information systems.
I'm close to you. Okay.
I'm a second year right now studying information systems and political science up at the U, and I'm really, really excited to be here.
So we welcome Gada. We want to thank Commissioner Franking for forwarding her among a number of applications but resumes for internship to support the commission, to support Shelley and Kathy in their work. Kind of hopefully will allow them to not have to be so busy with our work, and I'm hoping that Gada will have some good experiences and learn from working with all of you. I have Commissioner Representative Edwards and I have asked her to reach out to all the chairs, so I believe she's visited with Commissioner Barnett and also with Commissioner Robinson, and so she is there for the entire commission. So if there are research subjects or if there are questions that you have, field them through either Shelley, Kathy, Representative Edwards, or myself, but she is here to help the entire commission. But starting with the subcommittees first. So, but if you see something and want her to look at it, we are fortunate to have her help us with that. We have to do a review of the Open and Public Meetings Act, but it looks like Kathy was assigned to do that. Is she also running late, or?
She is second in meeting.
Oh, okay.
And so she wants to know if we can plan to do a training on that next.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay. I will defer to that.
Okay.
That is something that we do every year. I know that when we meet in our interim committee meetings with the legislature, when we begin in the summer, we review those requirements. It helps us understand our role in communicating to the public and the public understanding how they can interact with us. So it's a training that is done every year, and every commissioner, task force member, and legislator is required to undertake that training every year. So one of the first things that we wanted to do is review subcommittee reports and subcommittee updates. What you have, I'll go ahead and start with the Public Policy Committee. I had Gada put together a matrix of all of the bills that were either what I said was have a touch point with our work. So some of these were ones that we had reviewed as a commission and whether we decided to support it or not support it. We also included ones that the YWCA had put together in their bill tracker, because some of them were ones that we chose not to either take a position on, but I wanted to share this with you so you could see the totality of various pieces of legislation that the commission has some sort of touch point or may have some impact on women in the economy or families in the economy. The status on a number of them, you can see which ones of the ones that we supported, how many of them actually have been enacted into law. And it's primarily the first ones on the first couple of pages. So Representative Edwards, HB 78. This was the expanded family leave benefits. And it was not funded. I thought this was the one that... Actually, Erin, can I ask you to assist us through this? Would you mind? I'm sorry.
Do you have a copy? Right
I
here.
Do, yeah. Shelley will give you a copy of these bills, because I know that you can just look at these and help us walk through them really quick. I apologize for calling you Eugenia on the spot, but I appreciate it. So I'm inviting Erin Jemison with the YWCA, the Public Policy Director, because she is very familiar with most of these pieces of legislation. And I can speak to most of them, but this one, I wanted, the first one, the HB 278, I thought this was the one that did not have a hearing in the Senate. Or is this a different one?
So this is a little bit confusing.
Okay.
So I don't think it was HB 278 that goes with this title, the
okay.
House resolution. So,
oh, okay.
The... Correct. The bill that I'm very powerful. I'm just gonna dance back a little. The bill that Representative Edwards.
And the next one is the Early Learning Task Force, and Representative Cutler actually came and presented to us on that one, and we gave it support. And it passed House Committee but failed on the House floor. But what he is planning to do is he has been identified as a study topic for the Economic Development and Workforce Services interim committee this summer. It's going to be a combined discussion with the Education Committee. Senator Milner also sits on Economic Development and Workforce Services, as do both Representative Edwards and myself. And so what we're going to do is revisit that, as well as my proposed legislation, which is the next one, which is HB 319. That one passed the House. We had the votes in the Senate, but we ran out of time last day, did not get a chance to hear it. So we're going to combine those discussions in the context of what is the best solution based on that study that Senator Milner put forward that we heard and was the context for both my presentation and Representative Cutler's presentation on finding some resolution, some mechanism to coordinate among all the different stakeholders that provide early childhood services. So the study said that was one of the main things you want to do is try to get people out of their silos, get stakeholders out of their silos. So during the interim committees will review recommendations and hopefully we'll have a bill for next year. Alrighty. So the next one is HB. So those are the ones. Okay, let's just go through the list. So the next one is HB 148. And this was the elimination on tax on food. And Erin, do you want to kind of talk a little bit about what the training was on that?
Sure. So this was part of the conversation around tax reform in general. And in past years, there was some concern that there would be a raise on the food tax. So it used to be higher, and then it was eliminated, and then it came back at a lower level. And so from what the conversations that I've heard, people were, the advocates who were supporting this bill were obviously disappointed that it failed to eliminate the food tax, but actually felt like because this bill existed and Representative Quinn was a really strong sponsor, it allowed the food tax to not go up, which people felt like was, you know, the next best thing to eliminating it altogether. So I'm not sure if he or anyone else is interested in running that again next year. I haven't heard conversations about that.
That may be something that we can check with him, Rick Quinn, as to whether he's planning on running that again. The Breastfeeding Protection Act, that one helped build chambers.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you recall, Representative Fonsi came and presented on that flip piece of legislation, and actually it did really well. I mean, he got some really great press on it, and it passed. I mean, there were some comments made, but I think that for all intents and purposes, it had a good journey and an easy journey through the process.
Mm-hmm.
Representative Kwan, Cosmetology and Associated Profession Amendments, that one also passed both chambers and was enrolled in the town law. Again, that allows for licensing exams for cosmetology and related professions to be provided in languages in addition to English. So, accommodating limited English proficient professionals. And then the concurrent resolution on postpartum depression, awareness, and treatment, again, sponsored by Senator Zender. He came and presented to us during the session on that. I was the House sponsor on that, passed both chambers for the resolution. And I ran into Senator Zender at the Health Reform Task Force last week, and he mentioned to me that ACOG, which is the Academy of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, the Academy College, but anyway, it's the professional organization of obstetricians and gynecologists have now taken a position, an official position, that previously that a maternal first visit after delivery was 6 weeks. The women returned to the doctor after 6 weeks. Now they're reducing that to 3 weeks. So that is an improvement, and very happy for that change in protocol that the doctors are undertaking based on what we have learned about postpartum depression and anxiety.
Can I add a couple
yes,
other
please.
Things? So I think because of the effort and momentum around this issue, the Department of Public Health actually just hired a woman who is, she's moving here. She'll be completely focused on maternal mental health and opioid use among pregnant and postpartum moms. So that's really good progress. I think it's funded for 2 years, but we're seeing some good kind of departmental support and capacity building. And then the other piece is that there's a committee called UINC, Utah Women and Infant Newborn Quality Collaborative, I think. So it's part of Department of Health, and a few years ago, folks in the maternal mental health community went to them and said, would you please start a subcommittee on maternal mental health? They look at low birth weight stuff and lots of different issues connected to women and newborns, and they basically said, no, that wasn't a priority right now, and after this passed, they said yes and started a new subcommittee. So that'll really also be looking at protocol like what ACOG just passed, but helping providers have better protocol and guidance around what to do for postpartum depression. So we're seeing a lot of good kind of capacity building and progress from this bill passing, and I know there's interest in Senator Zender and probably others to continue this work. We met with Senator Henderson a few weeks ago, and she gave us some guidance around how do we continue to put this issue in front of the legislature. And it might be another kind of small baby step this coming session, but I think once those two, between the Department of Health staff person and that provider group, once they've worked for a couple of years, I think we'll have some good recommendations from them that we can bring back to the legislature.
So, in the context of this discussion, I do want to give a shout out to the YWCA. They recently had their spring breakfast, and I don't know whether any of you were able to attend that, but they featured a video that talked about their work in this regard, it was just a really great, wonderful presentation. Again, starting to expand outreach and information to other community groups and other stakeholders in the community and the importance of this issue, this health issue. All right, so moving on, the workplace protection requirement. So this is the anti-discrimination law that I think that the Commissioner Barnett was referring to. And again, Erin, if you kind of walk us through the status on that, I'd appreciate it.
Sure. So various advocates and stakeholders have been working on this for a few years. Representative Edwards took it on this past session, trying to lower the threshold so that any employee, regardless of the size of their employer, would be protected by Utah's anti-discrimination law. So that's, I mean, the two biggest categories that the Labor Commission gets most complaints about are actually age and disability, but it also refers to gender discrimination, sexual harassment, all of that kind of thing. And so Representative Edwards worked really hard with stakeholders, and for instance, the Chamber, Salt Lake Chamber was behind it this year, and worked with some other business stakeholders, but in the end, we couldn't get out of the first House committee. The concern continues to be burden on small business, that they will have to have policies and protocol for employees around harassment issues, and that they'll have to get those posters from EEOC and all those sorts of things. So the concern really came from the small business community, and they really had a lot of support from legislators who were also concerned. So I know there's ongoing discussions among stakeholders about continuing to work on this. Representative McHale was mm-hmm. the only Republican yes in the committee, only yes vote, and I think there's some interest in seeing if he would be interested in sponsoring the bill, because I think having him in the front might make a difference. Again, I think this is a multi-year effort, kind of like with the Page family. Good conversation. The fact that we were able to get it out of the rules and have a conversation in committee was considered positive progress, but I know Representative Edwards really disappointed about that. So hopefully we'll be able to keep working on it.
And then the family leave amendments with Representative Waite. Were you there for the presentation in committee?
I was. Mm-hmm. And again, the concern was cost. Mm-hmm. Cost to agencies. Representative Waite did a really good job in terms of working with the state human resources department and having a lot of good information. I mean, DHRM, the Department of Human Resources and Management for the state agencies, has even said, you know, it's not a matter of if but when, that this is the way that the trajectory is going. And she tried to explain that this is not about paying, that people are getting paid anyway, and it's about continuing that payment. It's not about having to find new money, but a lot of the concern in the committee was, what about snowplow drivers? You actually do have to have someone replace them, and so then you're paying two people. And despite DHRM's low fiscal note that they put on the bill, I think that we just couldn't get over that hurdle. So I think you might know better than I, but I think she's committed to continuing.
Yeah, I think she's going to stick with that.
Yeah.
And then the mental health protections for first responders. I'm trying to remember why this failed in the Senate committee, because we passed it out. And I can't remember what it was.
I think that she consulted with the professional firefighters. I think there's going to be something different come out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think there was...
That they had some...
Well, concerns. There's, you know, it's a slippery slope there with them. And so once you... You know, come out. Anyway, she was in our office 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
she's
okay.
Gonna,
yeah, trying to work with her to come up with something.
That, yeah, in fact, yeah, I think it's going to be coming out again.
Great, super. And what we may want to do as the public policy subcommittee, say, we'll follow up with all of these sponsors. For bills that did not pass, and then check in with them for our next meeting to make a note of that. Um, And then the assisted living facilities amendments, it did pass. We had asked for additional information, but it did pass. And it's really an ancillary type of issue, if you recall, not really particularly pertaining to women in the economy, only in that women as caregivers, people that they're caring for, parents, others, might be challenged with this particular issue of early release from an assisted living center, and it can cause a burden on the family. So I think that's why she wanted to come present to us with that, just so that you know the status of that particular bill, is that it did pass. Alrighty, Erin, do you have some? I went ahead and got to go ahead and put your tracker on the back of this. So if there were issues that you see as either low-hanging fruit, we got really close, or that you would like to bring to our attention as the YWCA continuing to prioritize, so that we can pull that into the loop as we review with the Public Policy Committee and with the Commission, as these are up-and-coming issues either that you see are going to be entertained or discussed during the interim that we need to keep an eye on, or just of interest.
I think what you mentioned around the bill, your bill, and then Representative Cutler's bill around early learning and early child care, there's definitely more and more momentum and I think an interest in looking at access to high-quality, affordable child care beyond just pre-K readiness, which has been an ongoing issue on the legislative radar. The Voice for Utah Children, another community advocacy organization, now has a staff person focused on this, and there's a little bit more capacity, and she and I have actually been traveling the state and talking to all the child care resource centers, and so I think there's a lot of interest in, we are going to meet with you and Representative Edwards about who you think are the next kind of legislative champions to follow in your footsteps around those issues, because I think we're just scratching the surface this year, and as we move forward, we want to figure out who might, and I know there's a lot of unknowns with people leaving, but who might kind of want to take the mantle, and whatever that expression is, because I think there's a lot of interest, and I know the Office of Child Care has also been feeling like that's kind of coming down the pipe. So I think access to child care, this commission would be really interested in, and I'm happy to keep folks posted as we figure out what that might look like in terms of policy strategy and how the commission might want to partner or take the lead or whatever that looks like. And then the other one I would mention, Senator Escamilla would probably mention if she were here, is her bill around equal compensation study, the gender wage gap bill that she has worked on for a couple of years. This past session it took on the form of trying to just get approval to do a study for the, again, the DHRM to look at whether this is an issue in state agencies. It was the Senate committee that it was heard in did the strategy of adjourning that before they could vote because it was not going to pass, so that was the strategy to fill that bill this session. She then came back to the Executive Appropriations Committee at the very end of the session and said, I have found two professors, researchers at BYU who are willing to do this study for free. Can EAC please just that data be released to those two BYU professors? Because that requires the legislative commission for the department to release that data, and it was not passed by EAC. So I know that got some press around the fact that this is public data and why aren't we releasing it, and she worked really hard to get a free resource to study the issue. So I know she's still really committed to moving that forward, and I'm not sure exactly what her strategy is, but I think we'll be hearing more about that. So those are the two things that I think this commission might be most interested in that I know of at the moment. A lot more will start happening, when summer ends and people start paying attention again.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on what's happening with within the interim committees, because again, those study items, we want to just take a look at various study items. And actually, I think I'll put that down as an idea for a project for you to do, is to look at the interim study list and just kind of look at it. And because that was presented as part of the Legislative Management Committee, as part of their, they'll have some information you can take a look at and just kind of go through each one of these study items that have been identified for those different legislative committees. and see if there's things that you see that might be pertinent for our public policy committee's review. I wanted to open up to commissioners to see if there were bills that you have seen or observed or a track that you thought we also should have on our radar. And if you can't think of any right now, please feel free to let me know afterwards. But I know that you track a lot through the work that you do, and that if there's others that you can think of as we start to do, as the public policy committee starts to do their work during the summer.
So I welcome our intern because, as you can imagine, tracking these, knowing where they went, if they should stay on the radar, not on the radar, it was really difficult for me. But I think I'm looking forward to next year because I really think that the commission is moving forward in the right direction. And if we're going to represent these bills, I like that we're going to be following through with them, and also getting some press on why we're covering them. So I can't think of any right now. A lot of ours are working families, which include women as well. But thank you so much for this. This is good information.
Alrighty, I'm going to go ahead, and since you've got your mic on, Commissioner, if you don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and move to allowing you or asking you to do a report on the communications subcommittee.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I met with our new intern, and we pulled up the website and went through several critiques that I have been looking at for the past while. And do you want to report a couple of things that we thought we might, and then I'll jump in and go ahead and do that. Thank you.
For sure. Of course. So a couple of things that we noticed pertaining to the website is that there is not much visibility. In order for you to access anything on the website, you have to do a couple or a few clicks, and that's something that we want to change about the website. We also want to change the layout so it's a little bit more interactive. We thought about also hiring a photographer, so we don't only have one picture on the front page, but pictures and the resources about us and things like that. Diverse women in workplaces. We also thought about having a bio for the commissioners on why they're in this commission and why they're passionate about it. And lastly, we thought about revising our Facebook page and starting a Twitter page. So,
yes.
So, sorry. I could try to
page. Okay. This is being recorded, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah, but it was hard. Go ahead.
There is a Twitter account, Representative Edwards started one, so that doesn't mean that we have to use it necessarily. I mean, be great. So, but I think there is a Twitter account and a Facebook
and
account.
I haven't seen it. We searched for it, didn't we?
Well, it was started like 2 years ago. Representative Edwards, when we had that award, remember the Woman in the Economy got the award, and be nice to post some pictures, and so she started those, and I think
so. We'll just follow up with her.
And if not, I can probably dig it out somewhere, or at least we can probably. But I think it may even be her email or something, so we can always read the passwords and so.
All right. Thank you. All right. Well, thank you very much. Good start. And then, since Commissioner Robinson isn't here, Commissioner Reagan, have you met recently with the research committee? Would you be in a position to read on anything new?
Well, what I can tell you is that we haven't met.
Okay.
So, obviously, there was they reported out on some of the research and the findings, so I don't think that there was reason to necessarily get together. So.
Goddess, do you want to talk a little bit about what your conversation with Commissioner Robinson might have been in terms of next steps for as she sees in reconvening the committee?
We talked about two main things. First, there is the focus group research that the research committee has worked on. It's one to work on, but for now, we just want to find funding for it, and that's basically been my project for just trying to find funding. And the last thing that I remember talking to her about was there was a desire to start a child care research, which I'm still looking into. I know Kathy oversees a lot of child care programs, and that's something that we can have a conversation about. But, yeah.
I do have a comment.
Yeah.
I think it would be just like we're starting to have some sort of the legislation that pertains and all of that. I do think it will be an interesting, or if we can align the subcommittees together on things like which parts of the policy, right, affect maybe some of the research around daycare and the workforce initiatives that the YMCA is tracking as well. I think it would be an interesting way to structure even these policy updates, right, and vice versa. Maybe have the subcommittee look at recommendations even that we can be talking about at a committee level when we do start to talk policy and you know, what does the research bear out? And then I think having that alignment will really help gel kind of what we're doing as a whole body.
We connect research to policy to outcomes and strategy. In light of that, I mean, at our last meeting when we heard the presentation on women in education, we had discussed the possibility of two things. One was to send a letter to the board, regents, and other stakeholders, and Todd and I are working on that. I just need to get Representative Edwards to sign off on it, and then we'll get back to them, as well as our legislative colleagues to say, you know, this is what work that the commission did this spring. And we wanted to feed policy recommendations. So that is one area of policy in addition to one that we've outlined by reviewing what passed and what didn't pass last session, in addition to what Erin just mentioned in terms of the two points that she brought up with gender wage gap and and the early child care issue as priority issues, but also continuing the ball, taking the ball forward related to our findings with women in education. Okay, we found these things out. Now, what are the solutions and how can we help lead drivers in that direction? How can we, which policy levers need to be focused on in order for us to do that? Yes, Commissioner.
Yeah, and I also think that I have a recommendation to, again, kind of around sort of the structuring of the policy. It would be great, just like we've done here, not necessarily to track everything that everyone is doing, but we have talked in the past about WLI, what's happening at UVU with Susan Madsen, what's happening, right? And I don't think we necessarily need that on the website because that's kind of crazy making.
Sure.
But I think it would be really helpful to know so that we can even invite speakers to give us more information and knowledge around any of the larger initiatives and groups that are sponsoring or interested or engaged.
And actually, I'm glad you brought that up because that was one of the things that we spoke to Kathy and Shelley and Donna when we brought her on board, is that Representative Edwards and I would like to do just a one-on-one meetup as chairs with the leads in each of those organizations and just say, okay, we're at our four-year, you know, benchmark of the implementation of the commission. This is where we see ourselves moving. What are you doing to identify so we're collaborating and not duplicating or leaving holes where we could step in, but just to clarify some definition as to where they're going with some of their work, both with UVU and WLI, and even now, you know, with Better Days 2020, which is another new organization that's focusing not as much on leadership, but more on historical preservation and discussion about women's role in Utah history, but also they're doing education. So there are more and more groups in League of Women Voters. I see that Vicky's here with League of Women Voters. So Association of University Women, American AAUW. So there are a number of women's groups. So that is one of the things that Representative Edwards and I would like to do as kind of our work during the summer and the interim before we leave is kind of make an assessment, okay, this is what all these other organizations are doing. So I'm glad you brought it up because it is something we have thought about doing.
Yeah, I mean, and it just makes sense to leverage all of that work rather than us.
Trying
to understand 50 different pieces,
right.
But just how
do we support and that helps clarify our purpose, too, so we can, again, redefine where we're going and be very focused. So thanks for mentioning that, because I do want to bring that up. So there is that, but also in the context of the work that we did with release of the most recent research project on women in education, as a follow-up to the letter that we're going to send out, we had also talked about the possibility of doing either a conference or a summit or a convening, a roundtable around our findings, again, to establish who we are, and that's kind of this discussion with WLI and the other women's groups, defining who's going to do what, but really positioning what our role is, and we're... we were having Gada take a look at what maybe some other states have done to refine the role of a women's commission in the context of other organizations, women's organizations, and how we can be very purposeful with such a convening, with such a summit, with such a roundtable. And we're looking, did we say October? I think we talked about doing it this October. So she's helping us with that. Shelley and Kathy are also working to help us with that. But we were identifying, I think we did identify right after interim, but before November. So it's a really busy time interim-wise because the last interim committee meeting for the legislature meets in November. But we're really worried if we wait too long, if we get into December and then we're in January and it's a legislative session and we really haven't positioned ourselves policy direction-wise or discussion-wise going into the session related to women in education if we don't do this at least by the end of the fall. And we felt that that would give us enough time to plan it, to figure out who should be invited to the table. So opening that to you all as commissioners of thinking about who should be at the table, what would that look like if we were to do a round table on primarily women in education. We're using that research project as our springboard. But so we don't lose the momentum that we gained in releasing that report. That is the primary focus of why we feel we want to do something like this convening, is we did really great work with that, and we just don't want to lose momentum because there was a lot of interest in the press, even after the first, after the press event that we had here on the release, a lot of follow-up, a lot of reporters reaching out to the commission, to DWS, to Dr. Justin about, okay, so that was really interesting what you found out. Now what do we do with it?
And I also think that there are some commissioners that can't necessarily do this, like legislators or DWS, but there are some of us that could go talk to other employers or industry members or engaged individuals to help us fund even some more of the research. So I think it will be good to collaborate and align all of this so that we are
continue
to say, okay, how do we
move
forward?
That's great. And then what I may do, if God, I feel just make a point of this, maybe have you touch base with Commissioner Freygang and think about maybe a resource subcommittee, a resource development subcommittee to think about, or fundraising, or I would call it resource development, and then just we start thinking about how we can start funding these projects. Okay, that'd be great. You're open to them. It looks like Commissioner Leonard is nodding her head as an area of interest, so let's do that. That'd be great.
Super. But let's not call it something.
No. Resource development. I always call it resource development. Because that can be connections. It's not necessarily different.
Yeah. And information.
Yeah. Wonderful. Alrighty, well, that is all the business that I had identified for updates to share with the commission. I wanted to, we've got some members of the public, and just if there's public comment or feedback that anybody wants to provide, since we do have some time, I'll open that up too. It looks like someone from the league wants to say hi.
I don't know if that's not working right.
Yeah, I'm going to try.
I'm Emily Walsh.
I should have tried the other mic. Let me see if the other one. is not cooperative. Like speaking.
How's that?
Okay.
I'm not powerful enough. I'm Emily Walsh with the League of Women Voters, and we would just like to encourage Women in the Economy Commission to interface with the Inland Port Authority Board. That's a great economic opportunity in our state, and we noticed when they announced the board members yesterday that out of 11 board members, there is one woman on the board. So we are significantly underrepresented on the Inland Port Authority Board, and we would love to see you interface with them.
Okay, thank you for pointing that out. I actually, yes, Commissioner Barnett.
Thank you, and thank you for that. Who's the woman?
The Airport Authority.
Yeah, so the Airport Authority, somehow the Airport Authority was given authority to appoint one person. And so Mayor Muskuski asked the Airport Authority Board Chair to appoint Laura Fitz, who is the Economic Development Director for the city.
Right.
So that's how we were able to get at least one person from the city involved on that. So that's how that works. But it's Laura, and she's the Economic Development person for
so
the city.
They're doing a press conference right now?
They are, actually.
Yeah, I think.
I know they're going to study it in the Economic Development Intern Permanent Committee. So I don't know if there is an opportunity for someone from this commission to testify regarding economic development, or
so what
if
we
you
could do
a letter.
Yeah, what we could do is what I'd like to do, since it's being heard in Economic Development and Workforce Services Intern, is talk to Representative Edwards, because she's House Chair, and maybe she and I can brainstorm about the best way to do that. But I think you brought up a really good point. So thank you. Thanks for identifying that. Thanks. Any other comments from our guests from the public? I'd like to thank you, Erin, again, for kind of pitching for us and helping us walk through the policy issues, because I know that you were really tracking those closely and trying to remember which one was which. That's interesting, even though it's only been 3-4 months. That's interesting how your brain turns off. Yes. Kind of like having a baby. How was it that bad? What did we do? I don't know. What did we do? So bad. Gato, Shelley, do you have any updates with anything that's fun? Since we have the time, I just wanted to open it up for you in terms of projects you're working on associated with it, or anything else other than what we've had you report on, Gato, that you're working on. Sounds good. Alrighty, well, we're just going to make this a short meeting today, and I do appreciate your attendance today, even though there are just a few of us, but it helps us keep the ball rolling to connect, and we'll make a point, God is going to go ahead and help each of the commissioners who are chairs of the subcommittee with convening the meeting, so we'll get a little policy committee put together pretty quickly.
I think the only thing we're missing is typically when you only have half the committee, you're supposed to make assignments.
Yes. Oh, that's right. I forgot that part.
Maybe coffee for everybody in the next meeting.
I mean, isn't that the tradition?
Yeah,
I do like that.
Treats.
Yes, everybody
that's
not here to do treats.
Yeah.
Well, I will go ahead and entertain a motion to adjourn from one of you.
When are we scheduled?
Oh, that's right. So, again, we usually meet every other month, first Tuesday. So that would be, Shelley, what are we looking at? August 7th, I think.
First
Tuesday. So August 7th. And it should be in your calendar, because I've actually got one in my calendar. Shelley was really good about throwing that into everybody's email, so our calendar stuff. But it looks like we're going to have to do some emailing to rattle some chains.
All the meetings for the rest of the year are scheduled.
They should be in your calendar.
I don't have that on mine.
Okay. Will you double check afterwards? First Tuesday.
No, I've been typically getting them, but for whatever reason, I don't.
Okay. Okay, after meeting, will you just touch base? Because we actually got these. You sent these out a couple of weeks ago, Shelley, I think. Yeah, so just double check, make sure she's got your email on that. Oh, okay, that's showing me that. Okay, super. All right, so motion to adjourn. All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Again, thanks to all.
Both public and Christian. Thank you, Shelley. Thank you, God, for your support.